Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about what would happen in the event of a national financial downturn. And guess what? It's here. The markets have erased all of its profits since the last election. And in just a few weeks, you saw a bull market get wiped out completely. Are you prepared? Are you prepared to take even deeper losses on your paper investments? This is one of the reasons why I've been telling you, you need to get the information about the coming bail-in from David Fisher and Landmark Capital. You also need to be hedging some of the protection of your portfolio with things that won't go down every time the market gets a flutter. Paper always does, but gold won't. And that's why I'm buying my gold these days with Landmark Capital. Call them today and have them assess your portfolio. Figure out if you're protected, and if you're not, ask them how to get you on a plan to do just that. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Hope comes home. I Still Believe, now on demand.
I still believe in God's goodness.
I still believe in hope when things seem hopeless.
I still believe in family.
I still believe in God's plan.
You chose willingly to walk into the fire with her. That's what love is.
I Still Believe, based on the inspiring true story, starring KJ Apa, Britt Robertson, Shania Twain, and Gary Sinise. I Still Believe, available now on premium video on demand.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that one of the most important things that's going to help you get through this quarantine is the use of good sleep every single night? Your body still needs it. And if your mind's racing from all the news that you're hearing, or your heart's pulsing a little bit faster than normal, getting a good night's sleep is one of the most important things to reducing the stress of the day in which we live. That's why Mike Lindell is responding to your need by making sure you can get any sleep aid at the best price possible. In fact, right now, he's still offering his Giza Dream Sheets at a buy one, get one free offer. And you can always get the MyPillows at great, great discounts. Just go on MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listener Specials. They all come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on Radio Listener Specials, and look expressly for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza Sheets. Enter the promo code KMC or call 800-506-2641 for these great specials. That's 800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
Thank goodness for the balance of nature. It just keeps me strong and healthy, and I don't have any aches and pains. I've taken so many supplements and all the different things they promise, and I'm like, I don't feel anything. You know, vitamins, protein powders, whey proteins, all this stuff that says it's going to do what it's going to do. But the balance of nature exceeded my expectations. I cannot believe how it has affected everything. So I am completely grateful for it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
We've got a lot to get to on this Thursday edition of Kevin McCullough Radio. Before we were done, we will be done. We will talk with not one but two doctors about the current crisis of the coronavirus. Also get an update on Mike Lindell's visit to the White House, and Kelsey Bowler here with some updated information from China. Stay with us.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Where did it come from? I think we all understand where it came from.
And President Xi understands that. We don't have to make a big deal out of it. We didn't like the fact that they said it came from our soldiers, and they haven't pursued that.
That was the president yesterday. Very interesting response to that question that he was asked about where the virus came from. He's obviously not trying to poke a stick back in the eye of Mr. Xi right now. And there's some dissatisfaction with that approach on different levels. There's some people that are going to not be happy no matter what he does. But welcome into the Thursday edition. We've got a lot to get to. And we've got so much to discuss in this hour. Speaking of China, Kelsey Bowler is going to be with us in a little while. And what she has to report on, Bloomberg actually reported on yesterday. She's echoing that report. But we now know for certain that they have doctored the numbers of cases and deaths. It's nowhere near what they are saying that it is. It is much worse. And we'll get into that with Kelsey Bowler before we're done. But I'm eager to bring my next guest to the microphone because, as you know, we have been talking to doctors for the last 3 weeks, almost on a daily basis, with a variety of different methodologies and treatments and real success in having some hope to view this crisis from. In fact, one of the things I think this broadcast has uniquely done has been pointing to the good news that's been coming out on a regular basis. So when another controlled study was published overnight, like there was on the chloroquine front, I made sure that we had that posted up on Twitter. And this is actually going to be one of those studies that even Dr. Fauci is going to like because it did the blind controlled group methodology that he wanted to see. Now, it's pretty small, but it is going to satisfy that for him. And we are still awaiting feedback on the New York trials that began last Tuesday. So we're a week and a half into those trials now. I'm hoping that we will have some data on those soon. But my next guest is Dr. Richard Lewis Price. He is Yale, Columbia, and Temple University educated. He is a diplomat on the board of psychiatry and neurology. He's also a professor at Weill Cornell Medical College and New York Presbyterian Hospital. He practices in Rockland and Orange counties, and of course, that's where these hot spots have really been. And he's here I hope, encourage us with an outlook on this that may be a little bit out of the box and where we've been. Dr. Price, welcome to Kevin McCullough Radio. It's great to have you.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So, Dr. Price, you have a lot of, besides your medical degree, you also have degrees in psychiatry. Are we missing something on the whole mental health front of how we're going about dealing with this disease as say, a country, for example?
Right. So I know Dr. Fauci is working heavily with his team looking at the infectious disease component, but we also have to consider the deep psychological component of the disease itself and also the economic impact, which also plays into the psychological welfare of both individuals and the country as a whole.
Sure.
The American people, the American spirit will not be able to just keep being pushed off another 2 weeks, another month indefinitely. And at some point you get to the tipping piece where you really have to start changing the messaging, but you have to ground it in science. And the way I've been following the story, I read every single study that comes across my desk. It comes across my phone. This is the way I personally cope with it, by being extremely informed and well-read and talking to people and really keeping apprised of everything that's going on at every level, the economic, the psychological, the infectious disease piece, the policy piece, so that I can really share that with my patients and give them the hope that they need to make it through each day. So in talking to lots of people, I guess I now have a little bit of a platform maybe to reach some more people and share with them both the science and the mental health piece and how that we can bring this to a quicker resolution than I think what we're doing now.
Well, and let's drill down on that specifically, because, you know, the estimates were at least a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3 to 9 months. I think that if you were to say that to some people today, there would be immediate concern for the welfare of people, because there are some that, Dr. Price, that have given their entire life to their local business, to their family business, to the efforts that they engage themselves with, that if you tell them that they have to be separated from that for another 3, 6, 9 months, it really is going to become a much bigger psychological issue, a psychiatric issue than just the pure ability to, I guess, survive, you know, from a medical and a biological standpoint.
Yeah, for sure. So I think we can pursue many tracks at the same time. So while we're doing the shelter in place many places around the country, and we're trying not to overwhelm the emergency rooms, we can be pursuing other avenues simultaneously that will get people back to work and restore hope. And all of these can be grounded in science and studies and evidence. And
what
data.
Are a couple of the ideas?
Okay. So first of all, it's very nice that we have these rapid viral tests so we can see who's currently infected at the moment and who's not currently infected at the moment. But there are tests available that haven't yet been FDA approved yet. And I would love to know where that stands and get some hopeful news on that, that can tell us if we have early antibodies, meaning we're still infectious, or we've developed late antibodies, which means we are now ostensibly immune, like as if we've been vaccinated. Those people who have the late antibodies already can't infect anyone and can't be infected. They can go back to work.
Well, and
great news for them. Home tests, 15-minute tests, where you can look like a pregnancy test, positive, negative. These are tests that exist that need FDA approval.
Is it also true, Dr. Price, that if they have the late antibodies, that that's the basis of what the plasma treatment is probably going to be able to take advantage of?
And that's a perfect segue to my next point. There are probably many millions of people who've been exposed who have late antibodies who are either asymptomatic or minimally symptomatic who could be donors for all our sick, vulnerable people. Donors of plasma, convalescent plasma to help them out. So not only can they get back to work and take off the protective equipment and get out of their shelters, get out of their holes, but they can help the most vulnerable among us with their very plasma.
What do we need
These
to do to get that going?
It's going. I mean, there are companies, you know, private industry, capitalism. There's companies that have developed these tests. They need to be FDA approved. I would just like to know the answer to that question. Maybe that could come up in a press conference. Where do we stand on the serologic testing? The home kits, the point of care kits, they exist. Where are they?
That is certainly a question worth asking, and if I have the opportunity to get that to the right people, I will do that personally, Dr. Price.
But that's a message of hope that can get us out of our shelters, take off the protective equipment, and get people back to work and also helping the most vulnerable. The other piece is that we have treatments, as you're aware of. You know, we have evidence on losartan, which is an antidepressant medication that blocks the angiotensin II receptor where the virus enters. That could be a prophylactic, low risk, FDA-approved product. Of course, we have the hydroxychloroquine and the ZPAC data, placebo-controlled data. We also have loads of big data, retrospective data that you can look at. And when you're in a wartime, you can't always do the pristine placebo-controlled studies quick enough.
Right.
And then at some point, it becomes unethical to not offer treatment and to put someone in a placebo group. And the most important piece is that if we're sequestering these treatments now and you can't get them on the outpatient basis, we're not enabled anymore to treat people on the outpatient basis as easily as we were to prevent hospitalizations, to prevent ventilators. By the time they get into the study, that study may be negative, falsely negative, because they were beyond the reach of those treatments at that point.
Yeah.
So there are many generic companies that are willing to fly over meds, you know, for us, and to replenish our stockpiles and get this treatment available in the outpatient setting before they even need a hospital or a ventilator. That's another piece we need to push hard on that.
And nine big pharmaceutical companies now making up to 250 million doses of at least the hydrochloroquine ZPAC cocktail. We should have some help at least by the middle of this month at the very latest. Dr. Price, thank you for your time, and we will be on the mission of spreading hope, grounded in science, as best we can in the days to come. Promise to come on back.
I appreciate it so much.
All right.
Thank you for your work.
Kevin McCullough, stay with us. A big show straight ahead.
From CBN Films comes I Am Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland. Taken from his home into slavery, then a miraculous escape. Only to be called back.
It was not my grace, but God, that I might come to the Irish nations to preach the gospel.
Witness the journey from man to saint. I am Patrick. Go to iampatrick.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. In the midst of the coronavirus and the hysteria surrounding it, I've got good news for you. Did you know that if you have a boosted immune system, you are much more likely to survive this current epidemic and what we are dealing with than almost any other thing you can do to help yourself?
That's why it's time to do what I've been doing. Bone up on your balance of nature fruits and vegetables. It's not a bulletproof plan to avoid corona, but you are giving your body a fighting chance with a daily dose of balance of nature capsules that have 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies and all the phytonutrients that they make when they work together. Once you start taking it, I'm going to bet that you have the same results that a lot of other people have had, and you're going to tell others about it. So right now, Balance of Nature wants to help you boost that immune system by giving you free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey right now to a better fighting chance health today by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special offer by using our discount code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about what would happen in the event of a national financial downturn. And guess what? It's here. The markets have erased all of its profits since the last election. And in just a few weeks, you saw a bull market get wiped out completely. Are you prepared? Are you prepared to take even deeper losses on your paper investments? This is one of the reasons why I've been telling you you need to get the information about the coming bail-in from David Fisher and Landmark Capital. You also need to be hedging some of the protection of your portfolio with things that won't go down every time the market gets a flutter. Paper always does, but gold won't. And that's why I'm buying my gold these days with Landmark Capital. Call them today and have them assess your portfolio. Figure out if you're protected, and if you're not, ask them how to get you on a plan to do just that. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that one of the most important things that's going to help you get through this quarantine is the use of good sleep every single night? Your body still needs it. And if your mind's racing from all the news that you're hearing, or your heart's pulsing a little bit faster than normal, getting a good night's sleep is one of the most important things to reducing the stress of the day in which we live. That's why Mike Lindell is responding to your need by making sure you can get any sleep aid at the best price possible. In fact, right now, he's still offering his Giza Dream Sheets at a buy one, get one free offer. And you can always get the MyPillows at great, great discounts. Just go on MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listener Specials. They all come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on Radio Listener Specials, and look expressly for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza Sheets. Enter the promo code KMC or call 800-506-2641 for these great specials. That's 800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. Every Thursday, we check in with the fellow from the, or a contributor to the Independent Women's Forum, and also someone who writes for a variety of other outlets and does investigative reports, both video and written form. And she is Kelsey Bowler, rejoining us here at Kevin McCullough Radio. And Kelsey, I guess I didn't realize it, but you guys are still held up at a place that's not really home for you guys. So how are you? How are you enduring the, before we talk shop, how are you enduring the shelter at home conditions thus far?
Well, like many Americans, my routine has completely changed, but I'm very grateful to be in a position where I am with my parents, so I'm able to help them by grocery shopping for them, and I'm also able to have a little help with my baby girl, Scarlett, so that I can attempt to get some work done amongst all this chaos. So yeah. We are doing well. Thanks for checking in.
It is not at all an overstatement to call it chaos, and it's I'm finding it in my own home sometimes harder for the littlest in the facility than even my wife and I, just because I think that their lives up until now have been so dependent upon variety and stimulus and friends, and so, you know, so much that goes into, and to be really slowed down and kind of buckled down like this has been a challenge. Let's turn to today's Bright Email, which you're also the editor for on the Thursday edition. You deal with China today, and your headline is China Lied Again. Have we lost track of how many lies they've told in this season, Kelsey? What's the most egregious ones, and why do they matter?
Unfortunately, I have lost track of the number of lies China has told since this all broke out. We know early on they attempted to cover up coronavirus, the extent of it, the fact that it could spread from person to person. We know it was actually a study I discussed with you that came out of the UK that said if China had been transparent and proactive in handling the early stages of the coronavirus crisis, 95% of the crisis could have been avoided and it could have been contained. So these lies have just continued to spiral out of the communist China's propaganda machine. And the latest that we heard just yesterday, U.S. intelligence officials confirmed that China indeed is manipulating its statistics that it is sharing with the world in regard to how many coronavirus deaths and cases that they have had. And this is very significant because early on, the Chinese data was really all that public health officials had to go from. We heard Dr. Burke say that they formulated their response based on the statistics that were coming out of the Chinese government. And so perhaps if they were more transparent about how contagious and how dangerous this virus is, we all internationally could have been far better prepared. And then the other issue we have with the false statistics that are coming out of China is, look, we know China has been lying for months now about everything regarding the coronavirus. And unfortunately, you know, they kicked out journalists from the Washington Post, the New York Times, and the Wall Street Journal. So they won't even allow American journalists in their country to do their own reporting and investigation on what the situation is there. And so when they tell us these statistics that are suspiciously very low, very contained in China, we should have never believed them. And I think a lot of us didn't take them seriously, but we saw a lot of mainstream media organizations repeating them as fact without doubt. And I'm very critical of the media for doing that because we know China has been a very bad actor throughout this.
Do we have any idea at all what their actual caseloads and numbers are?
Unfortunately, we don't, because I cannot trust anything I hear from China. But what we do know is that there are leaking reports of the number of urns, for example, that people are that Chinese citizens are seeing flood their streets and so forth. And so, you know, I think when we talk about how bad of an actor China is being, we really do need to make we need to differentiate between the Chinese citizens and the communist Chinese government.
Right.
A lot of the citizens do not support their government. There have been really some heroic figures serving as whistleblowers that very tragically have disappeared, just gone missing because they took those heroic actions of trying to sound the alarms about the seriousness of coronavirus. So it is important to make that distinction that a lot of the false statistics and the bad actions that are coming out of China are coming from the Chinese government, not the Chinese citizens themselves.
Yeah. You know, there's been a little bit of a controversy even here in New York City about accuracy of numbers, because on the local CBS2 channel, for example, there'll be these dire predictions of how bad it is at hospitals. And then citizen journalists will go over and take their iPhone and show the world within minutes of the newscast reporting it of empty waiting rooms and no lines. And it is one of these things where I you do kind of in the back of your head wonder, are there agendas that news organizations or governments have that would be more advantageous for them to not maybe play this always straight down the middle in terms of telling us the facts? And I think the very minimum that we should expect, at least from American reporting, is that that's what we're going to get. Disappointing that they're doing this in China. And it's what a lot of people thought, Kelsey, to be candid. I mean, a lot of people had this suspicion for a long time. But thanks for delving into it in today's Bright Email. If you don't get the Bright Email, you should. And you can receive it by going to getbrightemail.com. Kelsey edits the Thursday edition, and it is worth the read. Kelsey Bowler, stay safe, be well. Talk to you again soon.
Thanks, you as well.
Kevin McCullough. We've got a lot more straight ahead. Don't go anywhere.
Libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense?
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I have a compromised immune system, so I've been taking the 3 veggie and 3 fruit for 2 years, and I have not gotten sick. It's unbelievable. I feel like a normal person. I'm not tired. I don't wake up tired. And it's just amazing to me that there's such a difference.
I don't get sick. Everybody around me got the flu this year. My wife had it. My grandkids got it. And I haven't gotten sick at all. My energy level is better. Body aches and pains, I just don't really have them anymore. The pills are incredible, and they're doing me a world of good. So thank you very much for that.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that one of the most important things that's going to help you get through this quarantine is the use of good sleep every single night? Your body still needs it. And if your mind's racing from all the news that you're hearing or your heart's pulsing a little bit faster than normal, getting a good night's sleep is one of the most important things to reducing the stress of the day in which we live. That's why Mike Lindell is responding to your need by making sure you can get any sleep aid at the best price possible. In fact, right now, he's still offering his Giza Dream Sheets at a buy one, get one free offer. And you can always get the MyPillows at great, great discounts. Just go on MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listener Specials. They all come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on Radio Listener Specials, and look expressly for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza Sheets. Enter the promo code KMC or call 800-506-2641 for these great specials. That's 800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about what would happen in the event of a national financial downturn. And guess what? It's here. The markets have erased all of its profits since the last election. And in just a few weeks, you saw a bull market get wiped out completely. Are you prepared? Are you prepared to take even deeper losses on your paper investments? This is one of the reasons why I've been telling you you need to get the information about the coming bail-in from David Fisher and Landmark Capital. You also need to be hedging some of the protection of your portfolio with things that won't go down every time the market gets a flutter. Paper always does, but gold won't. And that's why I'm buying my gold these days with Landmark Capital. Call them today and have them assess your portfolio. Figure out if you're protected, and if you're not, ask them how to get you on a plan to do just that. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Hope comes home. I still believe, now on demand.
I still believe in God's goodness.
I still believe in hope when things seem hopeless.
I still believe in family.
I still believe in God's plan.
You chose willingly to walk into the fire with her. That's what love is.
I still believe, based on the inspiring true story, starring KJ Apa, Britt Robertson, Shania Twain, and Gary Sinise. I still believe, available now on premium video on demand.
Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, if you didn't read it, it was the number one column at townhall.com yesterday, but I said, no, the MyPillow guy did not violate the Constitution. He illustrated it. Mike Lindell spoke in the Rose Garden to the nation at the president's pulpit and encouraged people to use this time that you are sheltering away from the rest of society to read your Bible or to spend time with your family. And by the way, he didn't say you have to do this or the government's telling you to do this, which is what would have had to have happened for him to in some way violate the Constitution. But instead, he was illustrating it. He was practicing his faith openly, as he's allowed to do government shall make no restriction to that practice thereof. And they didn't. But some people didn't like it. And Mike Lindell rejoins us. It took you 53 seconds total to say what you said about God and the Bible and spending time with our families, you know, such controversial things. But you spent the first two-thirds of your speech actually identifying two initiatives that MyPillow's engaged in. One is in the production of the masks, and that's a huge help. Everybody knows how desperately needed those are. But you also spent some time identifying what you as a company are going to be willing to do to help other companies face the strategic challenges that are going to be facing them as they're coming back into the marketplace at the end of this. Talk a little bit about why those two initiatives in particular caught your imagination.
Well, yeah, I just want, you know, I want to help. You know, Kevin, I've always, that's my passion, is to help people. And when we had the hurricanes and we had the fires in California, and this is, we're up against an anomaly in history, I think. And I wanted to, there's two things. You got your immediate things that we're making our over, we got up to 50,000 masks per day with the cloth masks that we're making. And those are needed right now at the hospitals. We're shipping out daily. And then the other ones, we even have access. It looks like we're going to have access to the N95s, because as people start opening up, I think these businesses, they need, you know, they have to be safe. And, you know, even the ones out there, I want to put this in here, the essential businesses that are out there, you need to set an example right now, because I don't want to go into a grocery store and not have masks in there and not have your employees wearing gloves and protect it. I went in a grocery store yesterday and I was very upset. I'm going, you know, here's other businesses that are shut down, and then you're sitting there and you're getting your businesses open, but you're not protecting the public. And I think that's appalling. And I think that they should absolutely be they should be set the example. And MyPillow, Kevin, it wasn't just getting everything ready to work. I had to make my employees safe. What we do there, and I want everyone to listen, we've got people at the door that make sure that they're wearing masks and sanitizer. One person comes through at a time to work, and they have to get their mask on, wash their hands, get sanitized. Then they go to their sewing machine or whatever workstation. They're 10 feet from everybody, and then they can go on break whenever they want. We don't have set schedules now, so they can be alone. They don't have to go in groups. So, I mean, every company should be doing that right now. I want to feel safe when I go in the gas station or the grocery store.
Sure.
So I want everyone out there listening. That's the first steps that we got to do. They got to set the example, and we'll get everybody back. You know, this great president will come up with solutions once he gets all the input that's changing daily.
Well, and it's so true, Mike, that CEOs solve problems differently than lifelong politicians. I'm just curious. I asked John Catsimatidis this yesterday, but I'm curious as a CEO, are you what has the president done in terms of how he's gone about attacking this problem, which is true. It's a historic, this is once in a century, once in a lifetime, once in a generation type of crisis. How has he gone about being effective in this from your perspective?
Well, I was, you know, I went to the White House. I was there for about 4 or 5 hours the other day. And the stuff I heard in there was exactly what I was hoping he was doing. And I probably knew he was doing the things like this. There was a governor that needed something. He was getting blocked by bureaucracy, and it was going to take 8 months. And the president got on the phone. And he says, I'll take care of this. He got it done in 2 days. You're making great common sense decisions based on this, all the information out there. He's an information vacuum. He just, he brings it in, and God's given him a gift of, here's the problem, here's the solution, and what is it going to manifest to? And that's really important. A lot of, you know, your best CEOs that have that ability, but he's like the best of the best. And there is not one person on this planet I would not want to be in charge of everything out there right now. And I told him, I said, Mr. President, I said, even people that don't like you, I said, one of my friends texted me that he says, Mike, I'm not a big fan of the president, but he's doing a great job. God bless him. He says, I think he's growing on me.
Yeah, no, yeah. There's no doubt that his handling of this crisis has increased how the public have viewed him in every way possible. And Mike, I'm so proud of you. Thank you for representing your God and your faith and yourself and your company and this country so faithfully when given the opportunity. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks for having me on. God bless.
Kevin McCullough, stay with us.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Every year I go in and see my doctor. She says, whatever I'm doing, it's working.
Just had my physical, and the doctor says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So
my primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
My doctor says, keep it up. Whatever you're doing, keep it up.
The doctor said she noticed when she first saw me that I was really progressing better. So I think it might have something to do with the nutrition that I've been getting from you guys.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that one of the most important things that's going to help you get through this quarantine is the use of good sleep every single night? Your body still needs it. And if your mind's racing from all the news that you're hearing or your heart's pulsing a little bit faster than normal, getting a good night's sleep is one of the most important things to reducing the stress of the day in which we live. That's why Mike Lindell is responding to your need by making sure you can get any sleep aid at the best price possible. In fact, right now, he's still offering his Giza Dream Sheets at a buy one, get one free offer. And you can always get the MyPillows at great, great discounts. Just go on MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listener Specials. They all come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on Radio Listener Specials, and look expressly for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza Sheets. Enter the promo code KMC or call 800-506-2641 for these great specials. That's 800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC.
From CBN Films comes I Am Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland. Taken from his home into slavery, then a miraculous escape, only to be called back.
It was not my grace, but God, that I might come to the Irish nations to preach the gospel.
Witness the journey from man to saint. I am Patrick. Go to IamPatrick.com.
Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I say is it all, oh, oh, always on my own, oh, oh, I'm still New York.
Yeah, if it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, that's true. And I am thankful to be able to play a role in shaping the conversation, whether it is here in New York or across the globe. I am thoroughly convinced that if we had not been advocating for the pushing forward of the hydroxychloroquine, that the president may not have gotten the information that he got and got that thing fast-tracked. We are still awaiting the results of the trials. But that was directly your involvement, friend, calling your congressman, getting something done, friends of mine calling the president and making sure that we got that on the radar screen. And I feel like we've been on that side of this issue on a bunch of different things. And so when someone comes at me, like I got come at this morning in the Google alert, my Google alert goes off and there's Media Matters with their salivating dogs, you know, all over again, coming to get Kevin McCullough and take him away. Dr. Douglas Howard and I have said, keeping your immune system strong is the best defense against the coronavirus. They wrote this hit piece and they thought they had just taken us down. By goodness, how they're going to be disappointed. Dr. Douglas Howard, welcome back, Kevin McCullough. And by the way, congratulations on finally hitting the Media Matters radar screen. You know, you're known as much for your character by the people of character who compliment you and admire you as much as you are by the evil demons in this world that swear your name. So you've been put on the bad guy's radar screen. That's a good company to keep in terms of how I think about it.
Here's what's amazing to me also about companies like that. I mean, they state that their purpose is, whereas here's their statement is, it's a progressive nonprofit organization that their stated mission is comprehensively monitoring, analyzing, corrective correcting conservative misinformation in the United States media. Well, what they don't understand is just because we advertise with conservative radio or conservative whatever it is, does we advertise to everybody. Yeah. So when they do this, they're hurting not only them, they're not only hurting, trying to hurt, I should say, conservative measures, but they're hurting the progressive people that they claim to be. Yeah. I don't understand this at all, because and then they misquote and they state things wrongly, and it's wrong, and it's very sad to me. They blame me for trying to use the coronavirus as a platform. We are not. I repeat that again. We are not, and we have told everybody within our business we do not profit from this. In fact, we're giving away more product than we have ever given before. And helping people to be able to, again, take care of your own body, increase your own immune system. We give free instruction just about reducing your stress level.
Yeah.
Stress alone is one of the worst problems with your immune system and destroying your immune system. And so there's nothing about this, and they're actually harming people in doing this.
Well, and I want to go out of the way to make it super clear to everybody that's listening right now and everybody that's listened before that Dr. Howard, who is my guest weekly, has said more times than I can count that fruits and vegetables and the fruits and veggie supplements that Balance of Nature produces, they make no claims that they will cure anything. What we have said repeatedly is that the phytonutrients in fruits and vegetables are what your body needs to boost your immune system to help fight all kinds of things. And fighting disease is a lifelong calling of Dr. Howard, and trying to give you a better quality of life is what he spends his entire lifetime working on.
And what I will say is when you have the right chemistry and you have the right, physical, spiritual, mental, and physical, chemical, and spiritual and mental aspect of health, then what we do is we help the body help itself. And it does. The body's amazing in what it can do. And everybody knows that the immunosuppressed people, the people with lower immune systems, are the ones that are at highest risk. And yep. You can have a lower immune system other than just having a disease and other than just having taking drugs that are immunosuppressants. And the key to that is you are in control of your own body. Take control, boost your immune system as much as you can. I don't want to go back and I don't want to give these people too much attention, but it's amazing to me, I have to say this, how they twist things up. For example, one of the things they say is the FDA has issued warning letters to several companies with products that without approval of the authorization of the FDA claims and mitigate and prevent and to cure COVID-19 in people. And they make it sound like we've been warned by the FDA. We have not, and we will not be, as far as I can see, because we don't make any claims.
Right.
We do not benefit off of this tragedy. And so then it goes on to say, and it links us with other names and stuff, but it never says we are. It just links it into this.
No, it's the way they play, Dr. Howard, and they've been doing this a long time. They throw a lot of mud, they try to intimidate people, and I actually sent them a note on Twitter today, and I said, you know what? If Dr. Howard does take action, I'll be glad to testify to what Balance of Nature has done in my own life and tell the truth. He's never said it's going to cure anything, but man, have I gone 7 years without getting bronchitis the way I used to? Absolutely. Yeah. And, it's not going to be something that they're not even taking that seriously in the political arena anymore.
No, but I wish they would have interviewed me. I wish they would have given me a chance. For example,
quality journalism would have required that they did.
Well, that doesn't say anything about quality journalism. But they also say Balance of Nature has a history of engaging in problematic marketing as a nonprofit truth in advertising, which is another private progressive organization.
Right.
And then it says that the FDA in 2019 sent us a warning letter. And then they, in parentheses, say revealed serious violations. That's not true. That's an absolute false lie statement. Every company has FDA letters. And yes, and when they came out, and what we had was we had a person with MS or a person with diabetes who gave their own personal testimonies and said, I love how I feel. I feel better than I ever have. They've been able to treat me, yada, yada. And they said, you can't say that. And I said, we said, well, we're not. And they said, well, you have to take them off. We took them off.
Doc, we're short on time. I just want everybody to understand, boosting your immune system is what it's about. Do the best you can to defend yourself in this time. 800-246-8751 and get your 35% off in preferred shipping today. Dr. Howard, I always appreciate your time with us. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. In the midst of the coronavirus and the hysteria surrounding it, I've got good news for you. Did you know that if you have a boosted immune system, you are much more likely to survive this current epidemic and what we are dealing with than almost any other thing you can do to help yourself? That's why it's time to do what I've been doing. Bone up on your balance of nature fruits and vegetables. It's not a bulletproof plan to avoid corona, but you are giving your body a fighting chance with a daily dose of balance of nature capsules that have 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies and all the phytonutrients that they make when they work together. Once you start taking it, I'm going to bet that you have the same results that a lot of other people have had, and you're going to tell others about it. So right now, Balance of Nature wants to help you boost that immune system by giving you free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey right now to a better fighting chance health today by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special offer by using our discount code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about what would happen in the event of a national financial downturn. And guess what? It's here. The markets have erased all of its profits since the last election. And in just a few weeks, you saw a bull market get wiped out completely. Are you prepared? Are you prepared to take even deeper losses on your paper investments? This is one of the reasons why I've been telling you you need to get the information about the coming bail-in from David Fisher and Landmark Capital. You also need to be hedging some of the protection of your portfolio with things that won't go down every time the market gets a flutter. Paper always does, but gold won't. And that's why I'm buying my gold these days with Landmark Capital. Call them today and have them assess your portfolio. Figure out if you're protected, and if you're not, ask them how to get you on a plan to do just that. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that one of the most important things that's going to help you get through this quarantine is the use of good sleep every single night? Your body still needs it. And if your mind's racing from all the news that you're hearing or your heart's pulsing a little bit faster than normal, getting a good night's sleep is one of the most important things to reducing the stress of the day in which we live. That's why Mike Lindell is responding to your need by making sure you can get any sleep aid at the best price possible. In fact, right now, he's still offering his Giza Dream Sheets at a buy one, get one free offer. And you can always get the MyPillows at great, great discounts. Just go on MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listener Specials. They all come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on Radio Listener Specials, and look expressly for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza Sheets. Enter the promo code KMC or call 800-506-2641 for these great specials. That's 800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, I've had so many people write over the last couple of days and say, where's the data on the New York clinical trials? Where's the data on the New York clinical trials? We don't have it yet. I don't know why it's taking this long to wrap up some of those, what should have been if they implemented them on Tuesday, they should have been there should have been data to record by this Tuesday. Maybe they're doing a longer controlled study. I'm not sure what it is, but I will promise you, as soon as we have information about how the New York clinical trials are going with hydroxychloroquine, we will speed that to you as quickly as we can. And if you're not following me on Twitter, that's where I'm really just breakneck speeding all this stuff, getting it to you as fast as possible. By the way, there was a controlled study that did come in overnight. The New York Times reported on it this morning, and it was a hydroxychloroquine study. They're studying a number of controlled studies with drugs right now. And as you heard Dr. Price, if you were listening to the second hour of the show today, he talks about the sometimes it's almost immoral to wait for clinical studies to run their course and give people placebos if you have a chance to save their life by giving them the drug that's in question. Anyway, I agree with that, by the way. But Dr. William Schaffner, an infectious disease expert from Vanderbilt University, said of this controlled study, it's going to send a ripple of excitement out through the treatment community. The study was limited to patients who were mildly or moderately ill. No severe cases were included in this study. Like many reports about the coronavirus, it was posted at MedRxiv, an online server for medical articles that are undergoing peer review by researchers. The findings strongly support earlier studies suggesting a role for hydroxychloroquine and ZPAC in the treatment guidance for U.S. Doctors. The doctor from Vanderbilt said, "I think it will reinforce the inclination of many people across the country who are not in a position to enter their patients into clinical trials but have already begun using hydroxychloroquine. Previous reports from China and France that the drug seemed to help patients, along with enthusiastic comments from the president, have all created a buzz. I'd also like to think this radio show did some of that. A resulting spike in demand has led to hoarding in some places." Again, the New York Times says this. I don't see where that's actually happened. And we're getting 250 million doses, more or less donated to the supply chain, before the end of next week. But these earlier reports, coupled with the now multiple doctors that are starting to wrap up clinical trials or studies of their own and now are undergoing peer review here in the States, continue to point to hope that we have an on-the-shelf treatment that's inexpensive and that is helping people. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll be on top of all of it tomorrow. See you then.